And I pray that I'd speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if Jesus had been speaking in an Anglican church in the Diocese of St. Albans, we would have said that what he'd just told us about was his mission action plan that we went through and we looked at in our Lent course last year. Because at the beginning of Jesus' adult ministry, the way that it's portrayed in Luke, the first things that he actually says in terms of his adult ministry is this just declaration of what he's about. You know, reaching out to the poor, releasing the oppressed, freedom for the captives, sight for the blind. And he declares this is what his ministry will be about. Very, very profound Bible readings that we have this week where Jesus declares what he's about. And actually, last week, if we were following the lectionary, it's about the water into wine, which is another of the real profound readings. But Jesus declares what he's about. And it's difficult, I think, for us to understand quite how profound that statement would have been in the synagogue at Nazareth. And it's an interesting situation because most of the service had been finished, had the big long prayers, had the big reading from the law, and it's now getting towards the end. It's getting towards, let's have a cup of coffee. They can almost smell the lunch. It's getting that close. And it's customary. They have a little reading from the prophets, and then there's a little explanation called a targum, and then it's kind of winds down. And so there's, you know, people coming towards the end, and, you know, you can imagine the people who are assembled there thinking, I wonder who's going to be speaking today, you know, what was on the synagogue news last week, who's going to be the little preacher. And they hand the book, the scroll of Isaiah, to Jesus, and he finds the bit where it's written. Now, Jenny asked me, she said, did Jesus choose it, or did they have a lectionary? And I did some research on this quite a few years ago when I was looking at the Jewish origins of Christian liturgy and worship. And it's difficult to say. Generally, the person who was doing it would choose the bit that they wanted to choose. So Jesus maybe did choose it, but he was handed the scroll, so it wasn't a completely open choice. And he finds he reads the words from Isaiah chapter 60. And then people are beginning to look for the explanation. And Jesus sits down, as was customary, and he just said, you know, today this is happening. No more. Now, given that it's a bit chilly in the church today, you might appreciate a sermon that's quite as brief as that, you know. Sadly, there's a couple more minutes yet. But, you know, you can just imagine, as Jesus just makes his pronouncement, almost sitting down and just folding his arms and saying, there is no more explanation. It doesn't get simpler than this. Today, these things are happening. The kingdom of God is here. I am the Messiah. And you can just imagine people thinking, what did he say? Did I miss that? You know, is there a replay? It's that kind of sense. And just the quiet as the profundity of what Christ has said began to work through in people's minds. If you look at all of the readings today, the one from Nehemiah, the one from Corinthians and the Gospel reading, all the readings are about God's word being proclaimed to the assembled masses. And in Nehemiah, you know, the temple's been rebuilt under Ezra, walls rebuilt under Nehemiah, and the people are being read the law, the Torah, as they are assembled, and the Levites are teaching them the law. Paul is talking to the assembled masses at Corinth, and they're trying to work out who should be top dog and who's most important, which gifts are more important. And Paul is talking to the masses. Jesus is talking to the synagogue. And it's all of those readings are about bringing about a new community, bringing about a different way of life, bringing about a different society founded on God's precepts, whether that's the book of the law in the Old Testament, whether it's what Jesus is saying about why he has come and his mandate in the gospel, or whether it's Paul explaining what the community of Christ looks like, what the body of Christ looks like with all its diverse parts. It's a different way of looking at that unity, but it's a community of a body of believers, which is radically different from the way that people have been looking at that community and as a community of believers in the past. That's, you know, that's part of what is underpinning what is being said in this about the communities. And Jesus' mandate is the same as our mandate, or our mandate is the same as Jesus' mandate. And just like Jesus was empowered by the Spirit, so the Spirit is enabling us to take on that mandate, so that we too can reach out to the poor, so that we can release the oppressed, so that we can make the Word of God relevant to the people that we interact with, so that, you know, we may be not engaged quite as radically as Christ was in healing the sick or in releasing people. But part of our gospel message is to put into action the words that we believe and the words that we speak as we reach out to those in our community. And maybe that's just a, you know, a cup of tea. Maybe that's just a friendly word. But perhaps it's just a little bit more. Perhaps God's calling us to be a bit more radical than we are in our day-to-day lives. Perhaps God's calling us to serve him in a different way to the way that we are now. It's a radical way of looking at things, because if you think of today as Holocaust Memorial Day, when this day in 1945, Auschwitz was liberated. Holocaust Memorial Day today, or this year, has as its theme building communities and building bridges. And there's a little bit about that in Partnership News, but there's on the Holocaust Memorial Day website, and there's lots of resources there, which I'd encourage you to go and look at. But it's about reaching out to communities and building bridges. Because one of the things that was so profound in what Jesus said was that the message was for all people. It was like an echo back to the Old Testament and the prophets of the Old Testament, where Elijah helps a widow, but she's not a Jew. Elisha heals the commander of the enemy army. It's like the wrong people are getting saved here. The salvation is for everyone. As Jesus speaks in the synagogue, he is completely radical in what he is saying. It's turning the world upside down. It isn't just carrying on as usual and being nice to one another. The world fundamentally changed. And that's the kind of radical faith that God calls us to as well. Now, sometimes that is offering a cup of tea, offering an encouraging world. But just as the theme of Holocaust Memorial Day is about reaching out, building communities, building bridges, perhaps God calls us to reach out to those people who we would not normally reach out to, those who were not part of our normal community, those who perhaps don't get reached out to by anybody else. That's the kind of radical Christianity that Christ was laying the foundation for. It isn't just about reaching out to those who are like us. It's like the wrong people are getting saved. It's about reaching out to those who are unlike us, building bridges, speaking with them, so that they too would know the radical love and the radical healing that Christ can bring, so that those people could be healed from whatever afflicts them. Those key people could be released from whatever stops them being the people that God would want them to be. It's a radical message that Christ talks about in the synagogue just by quoting the little bit from Isaiah. Because the other surprising thing as Jesus quotes Isaiah is that he doesn't go on and quote the bit which follows in Isaiah 63 about vengeance and smashing of the cities and the oppressors. Christ's message is of love and of grace and acceptance, irrespective of what's happened in the past. And that's the radical Christianity that he puts in place and calls us to follow him, as we too build those bridges, as we too build those communities, as we live out Christ's radical agenda in our lives. Amen.
Amen.